Hey all, welcome back to the Real Life Pharmacology Podcast. I am your host, Eric Christensen. Thanks so much for listening. Hope you enjoy the podcast. If you've listened to episodes in the past and you love the podcast, definitely give us a rating review on iTunes. It's greatly appreciated, or wherever you're listening. If you haven't listened to the podcast yet, and this is your first one, welcome. Hopefully you can pick up some clinical pearls and some good background information on the pharmacology. So I'm going to cover Montelukast, or Singulair today is the brand name. And this drug is classified as a leukotriene receptor antagonist. And so that's, you know, big fancy term, leukotrienes. I wanted to cover that a little bit. Leukotrienes play a really important role in inflammation and smooth muscle contraction within the airway. They're also involved in kind of that reaction to an allergen. And in situations with allergic rhinitis, those leukotrienes are increased. So you could imagine from the mechanism and how we're trying to block or reduce the effects of leukotrienes, you can understand why this medication is useful, beneficial in the treatment, management of allergy-type symptoms and or asthma-type symptoms, where, again, we've got that inflammation, we've got smooth muscle contraction due to the leukotrienes, so we really want to block those effects, we want to stop that inflammation, and we want to open up those airways in a situation like asthma. So dosing with this medication, pretty simple, pretty straightforward, 10 milligrams once a day. In clinical practice, I do not recall a situation where I've ever seen much alteration from that dose, except for maybe in pediatrics where a lower dose might be considered and or appropriate there. But in adults, 10 milligrams is the dose that I've seen pretty much for all patients there. Now, adverse effects, I personally, anecdotally, haven't seen a lot of adverse effects out in clinical practice. There's, you know, low percentage risks of GI adverse effects, some nausea, things of that nature, fatigue, also maybe some, you know, respiratory changes and things of that nature like cough. But again, very, very low percentages overall, anecdotally, very, very well tolerated in general. Now, there is one kind of, you know, extremely rare precaution that I have seen come up before, and there is precaution on mood and behavioral changes and monitoring our patients for any issues with that. And obviously, most concerning would be suicidal ideation. That's, you know, a very, very high risk concern. But again, extremely, extremely rare, but there have been case reports out there with those issues in mood alteration. So very important thing to think about as far as using this medication and monitoring this medication. Now, one other patient education point. So I mentioned this medication potentially being used in the management of asthma. And with that said, the inhaled corticosteroids are generally going to be the first line medication for using a controller medication. And we use SABA therapy, or short-acting beta agonists, to help with immediate relief of breathing difficulty. Now, very, very important patient education point I wanted to get to was that Singulair Montelukast is not meant for acute relief, okay? So I have seen this thought, this train of thought, as far as patients go, because they always, or many patients, want to try to conserve their medications and not use them and you know, try to minimize the use of them. So I have heard of patients trying to use their Singulair when they think they're having an asthma attack. And that's not the way this medication is meant to be used. Much like inhaled corticosteroids, it's meant to be a controller medication. It's not going to work quickly in the acute setting to provide relief in an acute asthma attack. So very, very important education point when you're talking to a patient and you say, this is for your asthma, you've got to say, but it's not going to acutely relieve your symptoms in that high-risk situation there. So definitely an important education point to remember. It's kind of obvious we think about that as healthcare professionals. It's like, oh yeah, that's you're not supposed to use that for an asthma attack. But patients sometimes don't think that way. And it's important to make sure they are aware of whether a medication is intended to control symptoms or acutely relieve symptoms. Now, for asthma specifically, the inhaled corticosteroids, I think I mentioned already, are the preferred kind of initial controller therapy if something is needed there. Inhaled corticosteroids in combination with long-acting beta agonists is generally going to be more effective in managing asthma than an inhaled corticosteroids with singular or singular alone as a controller therapy. The inhaled corticosteroids and or in combination with long-acting beta agonists generally going to be more effective. Anecdotally, where I've probably seen singular use the most or montelukast use the most is in situations where patients have allergic rhinitis symptoms and or allergy symptoms that are really bothersome, where, you know, maybe we're kind of using it for a dual purpose. But again, patients with significant asthma symptoms, frequent exacerbations, the inhaled corticosteroids are, you know, the first choice. And then we escalate up on those dose within the asthma guidelines. That's usually your first go-to compared to singular, which is maybe more of an add-on type therapy in patients that are really struggling, you know, despite maybe maximizing the inhaled corticosteroid. Maybe we've, you know, maximized the long-acting beta agonist on board as well. Singular, you know, might be a consideration for add-on therapy, that type of thing. Let's take a quick break from our sponsor. So if you're in the market for board certification resources, BCPS, BCACP, BCGP, if you're also looking for clinical content, we've got actually a free Audible book if you've never purchased an Audible book through audible.com. So links you can find to all those resources, meded101.com/store, meded101.com/store. Go check out those resources, and you can certainly help keep this podcast free by doing so there. So again, meded101.com/store. Now, finishing up on drug interactions, montelukast generally doesn't have many drug interactions, so that's definitely a good thing. I have come across gemfibrozole that can increase concentrations of singular. Also, other interactions that I think about, or at least kind of corresponding with what singular is treating, I do think about drugs that can worsen respiratory status. So if we're using montelukast for allergy type symptoms, for asthma type symptoms, and we see challenges with breathing and respirations and that type of thing, I definitely look at that medication list and think about meds that could cause respiratory toxicity. So classic examples, amiodarone can cause pulmonary toxicity, nitrofurantoin is associated with breathing problems, bleomycin, kind of a chemotherapy type agent, beta blockers can impact asthma care. If you see coughing, things of that nature, I definitely think about ACE inhibitors. So a good few examples there of medications that can impact the lungs and can cause some respiratory issues. I do also think a little bit before I would ever make a recommendation about singular and starting this medication. Patients potentially with fragile mental health issues, mental health concerns, you know, with that precaution, with that warning on causing, impacting mental health concerns, it is something I think about and consider if that patient is stable, is unstable, and whether you know, that very, very small risk of a reaction to the singular member, those case reports, things of that nature, I do think about their mental health history before, you know, recommending starting, initiating, and or if a patient has, you know, quickly deteriorated and I see that we've just started montelukast or singular, that is something I would think about as I'm reviewing and assessing a patient case. So that's going to wrap it up for today. Take the time, leave a rating review on iTunes if you like the podcast. That's greatly appreciated, or wherever you're listening. Go snag the free PDF, reallifepharmacology.com. You simply get that emailed to you for subscribing and following the podcast. We send out an email when we have a new podcast available, so you can come back to the website or go wherever you're listening and go get that information as quickly as it's available there. So, again, support the sponsor, meded101.com/store. Greatly appreciated all you who have done so. And I'm going to leave it at that for today. Thanks for listening. Take care and have a great rest of your day.